Hi, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the difference between warm market and cold market and why I now feel, particularly for new people, that they need to work with their warm market. Let me give you an example of what's happened in the group. Warm market is traditionally going to be your fastest method of growth because you have a relationship already with warm market. But I also understand that when people are new, sometimes I have people saying to me, I don't want to speak to my warm market. I would feel more comfortable speaking to people I don't know. I think this is a fundamental error because although we may feel that way initially, I think there are two things that's saying. It's either saying I don't really believe what I've got my hands on, or it's saying that my ego would worry about what people would think of me. Now, I want you to ask yourself two questions to that. If you're worried about what people think of you, you need to Google search how many people statistically cry at your own funeral. And secondly, if you were destitute and really needed £500, £600 to pay your mortgage that month, could you ring, or how many, rather, of your friends could you ring and they would actually give you the £500 to £600, no strings attached? I would suggest that there's absolutely nobody by your parents or family maybe who would lend you that money or give you that money. So, you know, maybe rethink what you're worried about people thinking you. If it's your ego, then maybe you need to weigh up your ego with your bank account. That's a famous Danny Johnson saying, and it always rings home with me. Weigh up your ego with your bank account. Which weighs the heaviest? The third thing I would say is bear in mind that warm market will be your fastest growth, because although they may not take action straight away. I know she won't mind me saying this to you, but in Lynn's team, Lynn has a number of people from warm market. She's worked predominantly with warm market, got supervisor very quickly. She's building toward assistant manager. But here's the thing, here's what's happened. People who joined her business at the beginning of her journey with Forever are now actually starting to take action because they've seen other people who they know join the business after them and have complete turnarounds in either their thought processes, in their belief, and also in their income. Now that is really powerful. You don't get that from cold market. So anybody that's brand new, if you're thinking that you should be working with cold market first, it's a bit of a mistake. It's a fundamental error in your thinking. So have a good look at what you really want to get out of Forever and decide. Warm market, cold market. I would suggest warm is best.